Welcome back. Well, to an extent, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's release of the economic policy paper for public comment is about politics. The last-minute decision to release the document hints at internal disagreements. Let's cross over to the newsroom where Business Day's editor Lukanya Mnyanda is standing by with his reading of Mboweni's surprise move. Lukanya, to what extent has this latest document, not a cabinet document, laid bare the politics at play behind the scenes?
Hi, Alicia. Thank you. I think that is going to be the interesting question. I mean, as you say, this is not a cabinet document, and it comes from Minister Mboweni, who's got a reputation for sometimes shooting from the hip, and sometimes that rubs off the wrong way, with his colleagues in government. They talk about his lack of collective discipline. So it will be interesting to see whether the other people in government see this as a wake-up call to continue on looking at issues, political issues that actually need to get this economy going, or whether or not it's seen as the minister overreaching a bit. So I think that's going to be the most interesting thing, that the sort of political ramification, how the president responds and how COSATU and other alliance partners respond.
Thanks, Lukanya, for that perspective. That was Business Day's editor, Lukanya Mnyanda. While Duncan Peters, the National Treasury economist, who was part of the team that drafted the document, joins us now to take us through its conception. Thanks so much, Duncan, for your time this evening. So we've had many saying it's the politics behind the paper's release that's more intriguing than the proposals themselves. So another document coming to the fore, do you have the buy-in on cabinet on this, where we're looking at a pro-growth and pro-jobs agenda, and this expected for the most part to be opposed by the left wing of the ruling ANC?
Thanks, Alicia. I think it's important perhaps to just spend some time talking through how this document has come about and what has informed it. The starting point was the question that the Minister of Finance posed to us, which was to try and get at the problem that clearly ourselves and other economists have diagnosed for some time now, which is weak economic growth, and in particular weak productivity growth for some time now. And then, of course, associated with that, very low levels of private investment and high levels of inequality and rising unemployment. We then had a look at a lot of the work that was out there, both within government, within academia and elsewhere, and try to synthesize that work in a very evidence-based way to say how could one coherently pull together what the different detailed interventions are that can place South Africa on a higher growth path. And that was essentially what led us to this point. I think it's worth pointing out that, of course, we have distributed this paper quite widely for comment, and I think that's a critical part of this process.
Yeah.
But also, various elements of it have been discussed in various fora within government. We've previously discussed it in both the medium-term budget policy statement as well as the budget, and it builds on some of the ideas that were formulated and discussed during the two colloquia that the Minister of Finance hosted in December last year and January this year.
Okay, so it's been discussed. Do you have a buy-in across the board on from Cabinet on this?
Well, I think the document certainly has been discussed. I think the Minister will speak when he gets a chance to address the public to the processes specifically related to how Cabinet will process this. But one of the ways in which we are taking this forward is that the consultations that have started with ministers and premiers and continuing with MECs of finance and other departments will continue over the next few weeks as we continue to take comments from the public.
Yeah.
And then that will inform whatever the future iteration of this current version looks like.
Duncan, the fact that it was released a week before it was due to be presented to the Cabinet, some saying showing that National Treasury is clearly fed up with the slow reform and movement that we're seeing on that front, where implementation is everything. How soon before you see this translating into real action that will in fact spark growth and prevent a steady rise in the country's debt ratio? Because, looking at it, these are proposals that aren't entirely new. They have been spelt out in part by the NDP.
Absolutely. The document does draw heavily on the broad themes in the NDP, and I think that is critical. But what the document tries to go further to do is to speak specifically to the very detailed reforms and also to quantify them. But also it's worth saying that, as you've said, some of these reforms are in fact already being implemented by government, and some of them have been in policy documents before. And if I can just mention a good example, one of the themes we talk about is around labor intensity of our growth and being able to absorb more people into the workforce, a key element of that, of course, being tourism. And if you look at the efforts that the Department of Tourism as well as the Department of Home Affairs have made recently to, for example, extend visa waiver agreements to other countries that can boost tourist arrivals from those countries, it tells you that while we are finalizing this document, it's also important for implementation to continue, and it will continue.
Yeah. Of course, public comment is expected by mid-September. That's about 5 weeks before the MTBPS or mini budget on the 23rd of October. To what extent can this work to trigger any shifts in budget allocations, Duncan, so that the country financially backs what needs to happen to get this economy going?
Well, as you know, Alicia, the budget process is already underway. That's a process that started earlier this year. And that's a process that is very much a process that happens with the various institutional arrangements that have been set in place, as well as the participation of the departments. So that process is already happening. I think what this document does, and as I said, parts of it is already being implemented. So I think there are parts of this document that are already perhaps relevant to some of the discussions that are happening even in the budget process that will be formally announced in October. But other parts of it are trying to push the debate forward in a much more meaningful way so that we can actually raise the growth levels to the point where it can actually start to make a difference on unemployment and inequality.
In fact, you've said that this is expected to boost economic growth by an additional 2.3 percentage points above forecast for the next decade. Do you see that being enough, Duncan, to fund the reforms that need to be made on a sustainable basis?
Well, I do think certainly the 2 to 3 percentage points additional growth will make a huge difference, not only to the lives of ordinary South Africans, but also to businesses and households that are struggling with the low level of growth that we are currently experiencing. I think, of course, no policymaker would deny that additional growth would make the society as a whole better off. And I think what this is trying to elicit is a conversation about what are the kinds of steps that we need to take to make sure that the country can in fact grow much, much faster than the current rates that we are experiencing.
Duncan, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, was National Treasury Economist Duncan Petersa.